I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Chico Now on 104.5 FM, 930 AM. I am your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling. And while our Monday show tackles therapy-related topics, I want to make sure y'all know that it is not a substitute for therapy. So if we're talking about things today that trigger you and make you think, oh, I do that, or, oh, that's something that my significant other does and maybe we should explore that deeper, then I want to encourage you to seek out somebody in your area who is credentialed to explore that with you deeper, whether that's a marriage and family therapist, a clinical social worker, or a clinical psychologist. All three of us are types of therapists and are qualified to help you explore that deeper. I just got a moment of tongue-tied. I don't know what is happening. I think my day is waning and so is my energy and my cognitive reasoning abilities. Okay, so despite that, I'm going to talk anyways. And today I wanted to talk to you about personal accountability and self-talk and others' talk. So interpersonal conversations. Intrapersonal is within you. Interpersonal is outside of you with other people. So we're going to try to explore all of that today in a 30-minute show, and we'll see how that goes. So I want to talk about accountability and blaming talk, because I see that pretty often where folks will have their automatic defenses are high. So automatic defenses are high and you don't even know it. It's so subconscious. Someone leaves a dish in the sink and they say, I would have put it in the dishwasher, but someone didn't empty the dishwasher. Or their significant other says, hey, why didn't you do the laundry? Because you didn't ask me to. Because I didn't know it needed to get done. And so it's because you didn't ask me to. So you could say, oh, I wasn't aware it needed to get done. But when it's blaming, it's because you never told me it needed to get done. So if it's blaming, it's, I didn't put the dish in the dishwasher because you never, or because someone didn't, whatever it is that happened is not their fault. It's because of an event that happened previously or did not happen previously that's out of their control. And let's talk about that a little bit. What does that do to you and what does that do to other people? Well, the people in your life who are on the receiving end of that, it might seem very innocuous to the speaker who says that. They're not really aware. They're just trying to shove off whatever blame that they perceive is being towards them. Like, oh, hey, why did you leave the dish in the sink instead of putting it in the dishwasher? Because no one told me if the dishes there were clean or dirty. Well, what that does is it puts like all the responsibility on the other person. Like they have to go around telling everybody whether the dishes are clean or dirty. Or the person who put the dish in the sink could open the dishwasher and look and see, are the dishes in there clean or dirty? And if the dishes are clean, then put them away. So the way you're speaking takes the responsibility off of yourself and on the other people. And sometimes that's justified. Sometimes it was the other person's responsibility to empty that dishwasher. And you're over it. You're tired of doing the job for them. You put the dish in the sink and they asked, why is the dish in the sink? And you're trying to point out that you have a division of labor in the home and it's not like that part isn't being done. So that's a conversation, right? Oh, sweetheart. I was under the impression that per our conversation, however many days ago, that you were going to handle the dishes if I handled keeping the floor swept and mopped, because that's something that we have a conversation of, or that's something that's been what we've been doing for a while. And so I've really been keeping up on my half, so I just figured I'd put it in the sink. But do you see how that conversation is different than, well, I didn't know if the dishes were clean or dirty. So there's that level of respect, and there's that level of accountability, and there's that level of responsibility. Okay, so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how the receiver of that information must feel. Are you someone who does this? Like, do you think maybe you do this without noticing it? And if you immediately said, no, I don't do that, I want to challenge you. Because probably you do it a little bit. No one's perfect. No one's perfect.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And we are talking about blaming talk and accountability towards that. So if when we left, I told you to think about if this is a way of speaking that you think you do. And if you automatically said no, like it was auto no, then there's probably a defense mechanism in there. And to realize that nobody is perfect and to give yourself a little bit of grace. And think about a time when you might have automatically answered or responded to somebody with a defensive measure. And so now I want to talk about the folks who do that on a regular basis. Because people who do that are in relationships. They are colleagues to other people. They are parenting, and so they're role modeling. We're all people. And people are not perfect. And some people are just happen to be a little more defensive than other people. And probably based on things that happened in their life. Maybe their parents were very blaming. Maybe their siblings were. Maybe that's just that defensiveness is something that was part of their social circle growing up. Who knows? Who knows where you got it? It really doesn't matter. Does it really matter where it came from? Where should we place that blame? It doesn't matter. What matters right now is that it's happening. And what matters is that when that's happening, it's actually trampling all over the people you care about in your life. Because when that defense mechanism is something that is so profound and so ready, so at the ready, it is actually trampling over the people in your life that you care about. Because when you're defending yourself, you end up blaming them. And so let's just say that this started out because you had siblings who blamed you all the time, or parents who blamed you all the time, and now you're highly defensive. And you say things like, well, no one told me to do the laundry. I didn't know the laundry needed to be done. I didn't know. Or you didn't tell me to do this. Well, now you're blaming them. And now you're putting them exactly in that situation that you had growing up that created this aspect of you. And for it to create this aspect of you, that wasn't a fun place to be in. That you didn't feel loved. You weren't feeling blessed when you were feeling that blame. And so when you're defending yourself all the time, you're not providing love and blessed feelings towards the people in your life who you care about, who are on the receiving end of it. And because the people in your life who are on the receiving end of it, you care about them, they're in your life regularly. They're someone you live with. You work next door to them in the cubicle or whatever. You're their boss. You're their employee. They are on the receiving end of that regularly. And what do you think that does to them? Does that turn them into someone who's also blaming, who's also looking to make sure that you aren't accusing them of doing something? That's horrible. And that's not who you are trying to be. That's not who you set out to be. Those aren't the behaviors that you want people to remember about you, right? And so while you may or may not be aware that this is a behavior that's happening in your life, it's something to really start looking at. And it's something that happens really regularly. And often I'm not able to identify it during one-on-one therapy. I see it in couples because that's when it's really happening. When we're doing one-on-one therapy, we're talking about the events that would have happened that would have created that. I felt unloved or I struggle with anxiety, etc. But we're not as much talking about how your reaction is relating to everybody else because we're working on the pain that you're feeling in your heart. Does that make sense? So I see it in couples counseling a lot. But it would be so amazing if before people came into couples counseling, if like they were able to hear the way that they speak, if they were able to hear the way that they shrug off the blame for innocuous things that they were not being blamed for. That happens so often. So was anybody, in my example about the dish, was anybody blaming, hey, why'd you put the dish in the sink instead of the dishwasher? That's kind of a question. It's not like, hey, you stupid head. What are you thinking, you lazy jerk? Like, but that's how the person receiving that information is interpreting it. And likely they're interpreting it wrong. And they're experiencing injury because of the misinterpretation. Okay. When we come back, we'll talk about misinterpretation and how to work on resolving that. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Now and Chico Creek Counseling.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. I am Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. Joe Taylor is a licensed marriage and family therapist. Okay, so we were just talking about blaming self-talk. I would like to give everybody out here who's listening a homework assignment. And your homework assignment is only, it's an easy one, although it's also a hard one to remember to do. So the easy homework assignment is to listen to yourself. That's all. I just want you to listen to yourself. And you don't have to listen to yourself all day, every day, because that's hard to remember to do. I would like you to pick a couple of times a day, a couple days this week, to really pay attention and listen to yourself speak. So let's say if you have a water cooler at work and you notice there's water cooler conversation, which everywhere I've worked, the water cooler conversation is actually around the coffee pot. But I still like calling it the water cooler conversation. And you're having a conversation with folks. Just listen to yourself. Are you doing blaming? Are you blaming your coworker, your boss, the client, whatever? And then I also want you to take some time at home in the morning. Pay attention to your morning talk and pay attention to your evening talk. So maybe today's Monday, so tomorrow morning on Tuesday, listen to how you talk in the morning. Are you blaming everyone that you're running late because they couldn't find their shoes? Are you blaming that you didn't eat breakfast this morning because you didn't have enough time? Okay, I don't want you to judge it. Just be aware of it. And then tomorrow's Tuesday, so then maybe Wednesday you pay attention to your afternoon conversations at work. And then Thursday, pay attention to your evening conversations. Just be aware. Am I blaming? Am I blaming other people? Am I having a blaming conversation? Am I the little comments that come out of my mouth, do they sound like I'm blaming? And I don't want you to judge it. I don't need to necessarily do anything about it. I just want you to tune in and see if that's something you do. And the reason for this is, one, then you'll know. Like, if you don't, you can be like, Jessica, she was talking to everybody else, not me. Or you can say, whoa, I didn't even realize I do kind of do that, or I do that a lot, or whatever. And the more you're aware of it, the more you will start becoming annoyed by it within yourself. And you will just subconsciously start working on it, which is so beautiful, right? So I want you to just pay attention. That's your homework. That's easy homework assignment, right? How long has it been since you had homework? Okay, so now what do we do? So when we start noticing that blaming self-talk, oh, I was talking about blaming talk, not blaming self-talk, but since I had that slip, let's go there. So we also have blaming self-talk, where we are beating ourselves up, which happens to contribute to that defensiveness. Because we're constantly beating ourselves up all day and blaming ourselves and talking down to ourselves, that if somebody has a little bit of negativity to say or constructive criticism, since we've been hearing it all day from ourselves, we have less tolerance to hear it from other people. Our cup is already empty. So we sit there and it's so innocent, or it is not innocent, but it comes off innocent. We don't know that we're doing it. We're not being purposeful, and we would never talk like that to other people. But we'll say things like, oh gosh, I'm so dumb. I cannot believe I forgot to file that. Or dang it, I am so flighty. I just completely blew that appointment off. Oh, I'm such a flake. Oh, I'm such a da da da. Oh, I can't even get my act together. Oh, goodness gracious. And I come up with those so easily because those are the ones that I actually struggle with. I struggle with that kind of self-talk. So it's one of those things like, physician, heal thyself. I'm working on it. I do. I work on it regularly. So then you just be aware of that. Pick another day. There's another homework. What are you saying to yourself about yourself? Because when we work on that, it is a lot easier to get that constructive criticism from other people because we're not already so beaten up. We don't actually believe, we start believing those things about ourselves. Like, I don't really believe that I'm a flake. I'm not. I'm at everything. Sometimes I can be a little bit late. And on those times when I'm running late, I start saying, gosh darn it, Jessica Pamela, everyone is going to think that you are flaky. Everybody's going to be irritated. No one's going to respect you. And I do that to myself, right? And I stop and I say, gosh darn it, Jessica, you're doing it again. And then I stop there. And then I say, deep breath. And I take a couple deep breaths to get my prefrontal cortex online. And I say, everybody has a hard day. You are just like everyone else. Everyone's entitled to be a little bit late sometimes, and you deserve grace. they will understand. And then I do some more breathing, because breathing really helps me to bring down that anxiety level. I really hate being late, and yet I seem to struggle with that. Okay, this is Jessica Wilkerson. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you soon.